Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A man is dead after a hit and run overnight on US 70. Coming up, why troopers say they need your help solving this case.
Now we're about to move into a wetter weather pattern. We have a chance for severe storms today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I'll walk you through the timeline.
And hot temperatures have some schools pushing back start times for tonight's football games. We'll tell you which schools have made that call. We are talking a lot of weather today because Elizabeth just mentioned that level one risk, and also the heat we'll be experiencing today. So we'll talk about that coming up. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. Good call by those schools to kind of push back that start time because it is going to be near record highs. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at the severe storms that some people could see.
We're looking at the potential up near the Virginia line, including Durham and Orange County. But those storms will drop in on us pretty late in the evening and should fall all the way down to the South Carolina line. So almost everybody will end up seeing them. But there's a better chance of severe storms up near the Virginia line. Tomorrow, it's from the Triangle area westward. And then on Sunday, the entire viewing area under a level one risk. Wind damage would be our biggest threat to each day. And just isolated storms that become severe, more widespread storms would bring some heavy rain and some frequent lightning and some blustery winds too. 9 p.m., seeing those thunderstorms dropping across the Virginia line. Here's 11 o'clock, Durham, Raleigh, Rocky Mount, Wilson, seeing the storms from Raleigh to Goldsboro to Clinton at around 1 a.m. and around 2 or 3 a.m., they all move out. And again, some heavy rain. Some folks might be awakened by some of those storms. It's an earlier start for the storms on Saturday. It'll be mid to late afternoon with scattered storms developing mainly in the Sandhills. A few of those maybe in terms of, say, Raleigh over toward Clinton, but we'll be less likely to see those the farther north and east you go on Saturday, and then a more widespread chance on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday also looking wetter with a 70% chance of rain. Right now, I'm seeing a good bit of cloud cover here as we take a live look at Sanford, 75 with a dew point of 67. So it feels pretty warm and sticky this morning. Temperatures are in the low to mid 70s in most places. And we climb to 98 for the high this afternoon. That puts us within 1 degree of the record high. Of course, with the heat index, it'll feel like 102 to 103 this afternoon and feeling even hotter for Saturday. Taking a look at Tropical Storm Franklin, it is increasing in intensity. Winds at 60 miles per hour now, likely to become a hurricane by the end of the weekend and Category 2 early next week as it stays off the coast of North Carolina, but does provide some rip current danger and some potential beach erosion. This system has a 70% chance of developing in the Caribbean, and it could move toward Florida and possibly off the coast of North Carolina by the middle of next week. We'll walk through the computer model plots coming up, Brian.
8:03 right now. Good news over in Holly Springs. That earlier crash on the 55 bypass at 540 has cleared. Everything moving along pretty well right now. Just getting reports of a crash in Garner, working to pinpoint the exact location. I'll have an update on that coming up in just a few minutes. And some new information about that hit and run crash over in Knightdale. It's at Knightdale Boulevard at Old Knight Road. So just look out for some police activity on the side of the road, very likely. Not seeing any big delays with that. And remember North Carolina's move over law. If you see those flashing lights on the side of the road, scoot over at least one lane, or if it's congested, slow down considerably so that they can work safely to get that cleared. Elsewhere around Wake County and Durham County, our major routes are pretty lightly traveled right now. Light volume coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. As we take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh, we're not picking up any unusual delays. A 5-minute backup on southbound Capitol Boulevard overall from Wake Forest, not bad for this point in the morning commute. Coming in from Knightdale, no trouble on 87 southbound, and the ride in Cary on US 1 northbound from 55 in Apex up to I-40 in Raleigh also looks good. Just look out for a little bit of brake tapping on 440 westbound approaching Capitol Boulevard and also between Lake Boone Trail and Wade Avenue.
All right, thank you, Brian. We're following breaking news this morning. A man is dead after a vehicle hit him on U.S. 70. It happened in Johnston County near Wilson's Mills around 1:20 this morning. Brittany says Highway Patrol is asking for help finding the vehicle that was involved.
Troopers tell me they're working to figure out exactly what kind of car ran over this man and killed him. I want to show you the video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of the scene near the US 70 Business 70 interchange. The westbound lanes of Highway 70 were shut down for a couple of hours while investigators collected evidence overnight. The man was found near a work van where troopers found several open beer cans inside it. I'm also working to learn the name of the man who died. Troopers know it's a long shot, but they say if you happen to be driving US 70 last night and saw anything in that area, you're asked to call the Highway Patrol. In Raleigh, Brittany's WRL News.
For the first time in U.S. history, we are looking at the mugshot of a former president. Donald Trump is back in New Jersey this morning at his golf club out of a Georgia jail on $200,000 bond. There were other conditions for his release, including not using social media to intimidate co-defendants or witnesses in this case. Early this morning, five more co-defendants turned themselves in at the Fulton County, Georgia jail. Two others have until noon today to do so, according to a deadline set by Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis. She's calling for the trial for all 19 people charged in the 2020 election probe to start October 23rd. Trump posted his mugshot to X, formerly known as Twitter, last night in his first post to the platform since January 2021. He added the captions, election interference and never surrender. Before boarding his plane to leave Georgia, Trump repeated his baseless claim that the 2020 election was stolen from him.
If you challenge an election, you should be able to challenge an election. I thought the election was a rigged election, a stolen election, and I should have every right to do that.
His campaign team is seeking to use his mugshot as a rallying cry for donations. Political expert David McLennan with Meredith College tells WRL it may have a different effect.
A mugshot makes him seem just like an everyday criminal. And so I think it's going to have that kind of effect on some voters. They're going to look at him differently than they look at him wearing his three-piece suit.
Sources told CNN Trump chose to appear defiant in the mugshot, choosing not to smile.
Dangerous heat today is raising concern about health risks for teens playing in tonight's football games. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us from Broughton High School. Kelsey, this could get dangerous, and many schools are changing kickoff times to try and avoid that heat.
Michelle, a lot of teams are deciding to change how they're going to play tonight. This extreme heat has the attention of more than 50 high schools across North Carolina. Schools like Broughton High here have changed their kickoff times to be about 30 minutes later to help beat that heat. And then some schools moved their game to yesterday instead, like Bunn and Northampton High. North Carolina High School Athletic Association has precautions in place to protect these student athletes, like mandatory breaks during practice. Dr. Daniel Park with UNC's Pediatric Emergency Department says they're seeing three times the number of young patients in the ER for heat-related illnesses this year. And before you head out the door this morning, remember this.
The biggest thing is kind of prehydration. Do not wait till you're thirsty to drink.
Dr. Park says it's also important for you to know all of the signs of heat-related illness as we are experiencing this extreme heat today. So some of those signs may be increased heart rate, nausea, and vomiting. He says that if you're still experiencing those symptoms, even after you move to a cool place inside, that's the time to call 911. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
A month and a half long search for Alicia Watts is now over. Her body was found yesterday, just 20 minutes from her Moore County home. The discovery was made near a cemetery in Norman. That's in Montgomery County, which is just west of Moore County. Her boyfriend, James Dunmore, was arrested and charged with her murder. It was not the end family and friends wanted, and they are holding out for justice.
I'm so hurt right now. I can't.
It's weird. It's very weird, but hopefully this is the closure that we've been looking for.
Dunmore has a violent past with prior convictions for kidnapping dating back to 2003. He'll make his first court appearance Monday morning.
Maui County is pointing the finger at a Hawaiian electric company this morning, claiming the company is to blame for the deadly wildfires. In a lawsuit that was filed yesterday, the electric company is accused of keeping their power lines energized earlier this month, despite a wind and fire warning from the National Weather Service. Attorneys say the warning also mentioned that downed power lines could lead to a fire that would spread quickly because of dry conditions. Well, coming up, Wells Fargo customers are experiencing more issues this morning. We'll give you a heads up on the problems people are having.
And a pilot went the extra mile to help find a doll left behind in a different country. The journey the doll took to reunite with the little girl who lost her.
and an awfully hot couple of days for us. 98 today, 97 tomorrow, a little cooler Sunday, but we also have a chance for severe storms each day. I'll walk you through the timeline.
Welcome back on your sunny Friday morning. You're looking live at Apex. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. If you have anything to do today strenuous, I mean, it's a good idea to get it done early because we are going to be reaching the triple digits in some areas. Elizabeth, it's going to get dangerous.
It is. We're looking at the heat index up around 102, 103 today and possibly as high as 106 tomorrow. So a couple of very hot days. And of course, that sunshine will help that along pretty quickly. Partly cloudy in Goldsboro, but mostly sunny as we take a look at Apex. You can see a few clouds here in our view from Top of the Hill restaurant there in Chapel Hill and some sunshine there in Fayetteville. Here's a look at what's happening right now. We have a big area of high pressure that's sitting back to the west. High pressure systems rotate clockwise. So we're seeing these disturbances sort of riding along the top of that high, and then they dive in across North Carolina. This one's going to weaken and mainly hit the western part of North Carolina. We'll end up seeing another disturbance dropping in on us late this evening and overnight, and then another one on Saturday in our southwestern counties. And then we'll see this front moving in on Sunday to bring us more widespread showers. And then that stalls and brings us even more rain for Monday and Tuesday. Our severe weather threat near the Virginia line today or this evening, including Durham and Orange counties, we'll see those storms sliding all the way down to the south. Our severe weather threat tomorrow is from the Triangle area westward, and on Sunday, it is for the entire viewing area. We'll kick things off this morning with a little bit of cloud cover. We're seeing more and more sunshine now. That continues through the afternoon. Around 7 or 8, you can see the thunderstorms developing near the Virginia line and diving southward across our area. At midnight, we're seeing those from Goldsboro to Rocky Mount to Durham to Raleigh, and then by 2 or 3 in the morning, they slip off to the south. And there's going to be some heavy rain, some lightning, may wake some people up in the middle of the night. One or two of those cells could produce some wind damage. Starting around 3 o'clock, another disturbance swings by and sort of skims the southwestern part of the viewing area with a chance of some isolated thunderstorms. And then on Sunday, again, we'll have another round of storms. So looking at a 40% chance overnight tonight, a 30% chance Saturday, 30 Sunday, and then 70 Monday and Tuesday with a stalled front. Tropical Storm Franklin increasing in wind speed, 60-mile-per-hour winds now, likely to become a hurricane by the end of the weekend. And then early next week, it's Category 2 sitting off the coast of North Carolina. We are likely to have some rip current danger and possibly some beach erosion as well, all up and down the East Coast. So keep that in mind late in the weekend into early next week if you're planning to head to the beaches. This system now has a 70% chance of developing. If it develops, it could move across Florida and bring some impacts to North Carolina by the middle of next week. We'll take a look at that. Watch it developing here near the Yucatan Peninsula. Of course, you can see Franklin there zipping off the coast of North Carolina there on Monday. This system could develop here. Boy, there's some really warm water in the Gulf of Mexico right now. So a lot of fuel for that storm to work with if it develops and then slides up the coast Wednesday into Thursday. So keep checking back. We'll be watching that one. This storm has a 50% chance of developing, and the one to its north, a 30% chance. So still lots going on in the tropics. Hot for today and tomorrow, that heat index easily 103 today, maybe 106 Saturday. Sunday's a little cooler, and then Monday for the first day of school, a high just 83, but a good chance of rain at around 70%. Brian?
816 right now, and we're looking pretty good around the triangle still. Just check with Raleigh 911. Just a couple of crashes that they are following, a couple of incidents. That earlier incident that we were watching in Garner, that was a disabled vehicle, and apparently it has cleared. Watching a little bit of a backup also forming on 440 westbound approaching Wade Avenue. It seems to be getting a little worse here in the past couple of minutes. We'll let you know how that's developing. Knightdale Boulevard out at Old Knight Road. There is a hit-and-run investigation underway. Look out for police activity and remember to move over at least one lane to give them some room to work. Quiet this morning in Durham, and as we take a live look at Cary out at I-40 at Harrison Avenue, you can see it's certainly busy in both directions, but flowing pretty nicely out toward the airport exits. From Wade Avenue, no delays right now on 40 westbound. 540 westbound seeing just a one-minute delay on that ride from Capitol Boulevard out toward the RDU area, and out of Chapel Hill in South Durham, only a one-minute slowdown showing up right now on 40 eastbound from 15501 toward the airport exits. I want to give you a heads up about a road closure that starts today and lasts through the weekend. A section of Lake Wheeler Road between South Saunders Street down toward the Farmers Market at Maywood Avenue is going to be closed through Sunday as part of some Dix Park construction, so expect a detour using Western Boulevard to get out to Hunt Drive back to Centennial Parkway.
Brian, Wells Fargo customers are dealing with another banking issue this morning. More than 700 users reported issues with transferring funds to declining ATM cards. That's according to Down Detector, the company that tracks service outages. Wells Fargo released a statement last night saying that they are working to fix the problem.
NASA's launch of four astronauts to the International Space Station will have to wait another day. A joint mission with SpaceX was supposed to launch just before four this morning, but it was pushed back because of technical issues. Four astronauts will go on the mission to the space station. They are now scheduled to launch at 3:27 tomorrow morning.
A North Carolina man is in jail charged with trying to print his own guns to sell. Investigators with the Pamlico County Sheriff's Office say 36-year-old David O'Neill tried to use a 3D printer to make gun parts. During a search of his home, investigators say they found 600 grams of liquid meth, prescription drugs, and other homemade ghost guns and ghost gun parts. O'Neill is a convicted felon and now faces a series of other felony charges. He's being held at the county jail on a $515,000 bond.
A North Carolina Supreme Court justice is stepping down early. Justice Michael Morgan has been considering a run for governor. He announced he is leaving the bench in early September. Morgan is one of two Democrats on the state's highest court. He did not lay out his future plans, but said he wants to make a difference in the state.
A little extra assistance is here for those writers and actors impacted by the strike in Hollywood. Volunteers with the Teamsters and other unions handed out bags of food and essential items at a drive-up distribution site yesterday. The Motion Picture and Television Fund hosted the food drive. Writers have been on strike for more than 100 days now, actors just over a month, and that means no income.
The professional wrestling world is mourning the death of one of WWE's most recognizable names. Wyndham Rotunda, who wrestled under the name Bray Wyatt, died yesterday at the age of 36. His family says he suffered a heart attack. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is one of many stars sharing memories of the multiple-time WWE champion. In a post on X, The Rock said he always had tremendous respect and love for him.
Thousands of people are needing to drive farther for hospital care because Cape Fear Valley Health System won't accept United Healthcare insurance. The change went into effect about a month ago and caught many patients off guard. The hospital says the decision centered around a number of issues, including excessive denials of claims by United and unacceptable delays and denials of authorizations for care. It's causing an inconvenience for people who now need to travel to find in-network care.
It's a hardship on our families because instead of being able to take off an hour or two to be with us during our surgery, they got to take the whole day off.
We've reached out to United Healthcare for comment, but we haven't heard back. Cape Fear Valley Health has a hotline and email address to help people who have any questions. That information can be found with this story on WREL.com.
Thousands of mattresses are being recalled because they're a fire hazard. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is warning people to stop using certain 10-inch cool gel memory foam mattresses made by classic brands. They were sold on websites like Amazon, Walmart, and Wayfair, and came in sizes ranging from twin to California King. If the label on the mattress says it was made in Spain between January of 2021 and August 2022, Five on Your Size says it is part of the recall and needs to be thrown out.
The Coast Guard rescued a man who was stranded on an uninhabited island in the Bahamas for days. Last Friday, a Coast Guard crew spotted a disabled sailboat firing flares near Cay Sal. That's a small island in between Florida, Cuba, and the Bahamas. An air crew found a man stranded on the island and dropped food and water and a radio to him. The man said he had been stranded there for 3 days. He's said to be in good health.
Lego is making its blocks more inclusive. The company says it now has Braille pieces. The Legos correspond to the letters and numbers of the Braille system. They are also fully compatible with other Lego sets. The bricks have previously been distributed to organizations that work with children with vision impairment. Now, Lego says all kids 6 and up can enjoy them and learn from them. Ed Sheeran is coming out with a new album, and this time it doesn't have anything to do with math. It comes 1 week after the U.S. leg of his mathematics tour and months after his latest album, Subtract. Hello, everyone. He made the announcement in a video on Instagram.
The album is titled Autumn Variations. It will be available September 29th. It includes 14 tracks about love, heartbreak, depression, and loneliness.
And we could be hearing some new music from the Rolling Stones. The band appeared to tease a new album in this fake ad in a London newspaper. We'll show you that. At first glance, the ad looks like a promotion for a new business, Hackney Diamonds. But if you look closer, you can see references to several of the band's biggest hits. Hackney Diamonds supposedly opens for business in early September, something fans are interpreting as a hint of the album's title and release date. We'll have to see.
You could grow a tree from seeds that were once in space. How to apply for a piece of space flight history from NASA.
And we'll tell you which schools are changing their Friday football start times because of hot temperatures expected later today.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Friday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Some of us will see a level one risk for severe storms later today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by to show us who could see these risks.
We're getting ready to move into a much wetter pattern. So our northern counties, including Durham and Orange counties, are under a level one risk today. We're likely to see those storms developing around dinner time and drifting southward across our area through midnight or even early morning hours tomorrow. We take a look at what's going on out there. We have a live look at Goldsboro. We're looking at some sunshine. Some hazy sunshine in spots. It's going to be really warm and sticky if you're headed out to exercise right now and you really don't want to do it this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the upper 90s. It'll feel like 102 to 103. And of course, late this evening, some thunderstorms. Brian?
It is 8:27, Elizabeth, and we have a fairly quiet map this morning. I am seeing a little bit of a backup on 40 eastbound right there at the I-85 split in the Hillsborough area. We'll watch that there in the central part of Orange County. Over in Knightdale, watch for a hit-and-run investigation and some police activity on Knightdale Boulevard around Old Knight Road. Not seeing any big delays with that just yet. Taking a live look at South Durham, this is I-40 out at 751 with eastbound traffic heading away from us. Right now, no delays between 15501 from the Chapel Hill area all the way out to 885. Just a one-minute backup.
All right, thanks, Brian. Schools are pushing their kickoff times for Friday football later because of the heat. Some schools moved their games up to Thursday. The North Carolina High School Athletic Association has precautions in place to protect athletes on days like today. Next on Fox 50, the changes that are coming to DMV offices later this summer. And then next on Today, global superstar Becky G performs live on the Plaza.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A man is dead after a hit-and-run overnight on U.S. 70. Coming up, why troopers say they need your help solving this case.
And we have the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I'll walk you through the timeline.
Extreme heat is now impacting high school football. Just ahead, why some schools are delaying their kickoff times tonight.
Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're talking about the weather today because it's going to be a hot day. We also have the risk for some severe storms later on. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us where exactly we could see these storms.
We're looking, first of all, this evening near the Virginia line. That's where our level one risk is, including Durham and Orange counties. But as we get through the night, we'll likely see those moving all the way across the viewing area from north to south. We take a look at tomorrow's severe weather threat. It is from the Triangle area westward, and this is where we'll see the storms. Not likely to see any in our eastern counties. Of course, you know, the placement of where these disturbances come through is not exact, but that's what it looks like right now. And then a better chance, more widespread across the viewing area on Sunday. Let's take a look at today. mostly sunny to partly cloudy. We'll start to see that disturbance dropping in from Virginia around 8 or 9 o'clock at 10 or 11 o'clock. Durham, Raleigh, Rocky Mount seeing it, and then it continues to drop southward. Raleigh, Clinton, Goldsboro. As it drops southward, it'll weaken a little bit, but it's still likely to produce some heavy rain, some blustery winds, and some lightning. Could wake up some folks overnight tonight. Saturday, we'll start with a little cloud cover, partly cloudy during the afternoon, a cluster of thunderstorms kind of sneaking by into our southwestern counties. Of course, if that bobbles a little farther to the east, more folks would see them, but that's a look at what we're expecting for now. And then, of course, Sunday, a chance for some scattered storms as well. Biggest threat would be wind damage, and of course, we'll see some heavy rain and frequent lightning with these storms. Right now, we're taking a live look at Sanford. Lots of sunshine, just a little cloud cover, 75 in the triangle, so it's on the warm side out there, 75 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 74 in South Hill right now. Hour by hour, we climb into the upper 90s for this afternoon, but with the heat index, it'll actually feel like 102 to 103. It could feel like 105 to 106 tomorrow, so there could be a heat advisory for tomorrow. 60-mile-per-hour winds now with Tropical Storm Franklin. It is gradually starting to increase in intensity, likely to be Category 1 by the weekend, Saturday night into Sunday, and then Cat 2 sitting off the coast of North Carolina with high rip current danger late in the weekend and early next week. This system, a 70% chance of developing and moving into the Gulf of Mexico, possibly ending up off the coast of North Carolina middle of next week. I'll show you the timeline on FutureCast coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. We are following breaking news this morning. A man is dead after a vehicle hit him on U.S. 70. This happened in Johnson County near the town of Wilson's Mills around 1:30 this morning. Brett Neese says Highway Patrol is asking for help finding the vehicle involved.
Troopers tell me they're working to figure out exactly what kind of car ran over this man and killed him. I want to show you the video from the WRL breaking news tracker of the scene near the U.S. 70 Business 70 interchange. The westbound lanes of Highway 70 were shut down for a couple of hours while investigators collected evidence overnight. The man was found near a work van where troopers found several open beer cans inside it. I'm also working to learn the name of the man who died. Troopers know it's a long shot, but they say if you happen to be driving US 70 last night and saw anything in that area, you're asked to call the Highway Patrol. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRL News.
For the first time in U.S. history, we are looking at the mugshot of a former president. Donald Trump is back in New Jersey this morning at his Bedminster Golf Club out of Georgia on a $200,000 bond. There were other conditions of his release, including not using social media to intimidate co-defendants or witnesses in the case. And earlier this morning, five more co-defendants turned themselves in at the Fulton County Jail. That leaves two more who have until noon today to do so. That's according to a deadline set by Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis. Trump posted the mugshot to X, formerly known as Twitter, last night. In his first post to the platform since January of 2021, he added the captions "election interference" and "never surrender." Before boarding his plane to leave Georgia, Trump repeated his baseless claim that the 2020 election was stolen from him.
We did nothing wrong at all, and we have every right, every single right, to challenge an election that we think is dishonest, that we think it's very dishonest.
Fulton County's DA wants the trial for Trump and his 18 co-defendants to begin on October 23rd. And former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is also out of jail this morning on a $100,000 bond. The former North Carolina congressman surrendered yesterday, hours before Trump was arrested. He and his legal team are still working to have his case moved to federal court.
Happening now in the WRL Live Center, we're going to give you this live look at a special ceremony happening right now at Camp Lejeune. This is the groundbreaking ceremony for 50 Marines who are being honored right now with congressional gold medals. The gentleman at the podium right now is Honorable Theodore Britton. He's a former ambassador to Grenada and Barbados. They were among the first black members to enlist in the U.S. Marine Corps, training at Camp Munford from 1942 to 1949. Marines from more than a dozen states are being honored right now in this ceremony. It's happening at the Lejeune Memorial Gardens in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And this is the largest gathering of Munford Point Marines and their families in more than a decade. Of course, we'll have more on this story coming up in our news at noon on WRL.
Really glad to see the weather's cooperating for that beautiful ceremony. We can't thank those Marines enough for their service. Dangerous heat today is raising concern about health risks for teens playing in tonight's football games. WRL's Kelsey Coffey tells us that many schools are changing kickoff times to try and avoid the heat.
The extreme heat we feel today has the attention of more than 50 high schools across North Carolina. Schools like Broughton High are pushing their kickoff times a little bit later by about 30 minutes in order to beat that heat. And some schools even pushed their games back to yesterday, like Bunn and Northampton County. The North Carolina High School Athletic Association has precautions in place to protect these student athletes, like mandatory breaks during practice. Dr. Daniel Park with UNC's Pediatric Emergency Department says they're seeing three times the number of young patients in the ER for heat-related illness this year.
No one is really being spared from this, and otherwise healthy young adults are coming into the emergency department with heat-related illness.
Dr. Park says on days like this when we're experiencing extreme heat, it's important to understand the signs of heat-related illness like increased heart rate, nausea, and vomiting. He says if you're experiencing those symptoms even after you move to a cool place, that's the time to call 911. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
A month and a half long search for Alicia Watts is now over. Her body was found yesterday, just 20 minutes from her home. The discovery was made near a cemetery in Norman. That's in Montgomery County, about an hour south of Greensboro. Her boyfriend, James Dunmore, was arrested and charged with her murder. It wasn't the end family and friends wanted, and they're holding out for justice.
No, Brandon did not deserve this at all. At all.
She was such a good person, and she did so much for this community, and I just don't understand why.
Dunmore has a violent past with prior convictions for kidnapping dating back to 2003. He'll make his first court appearance Monday morning.
If you need to make a trip to the DMV later this summer or fall, listen up. The Saturday hours at certain locations are ending, which means the last day to walk in on a Saturday is tomorrow. Don't worry, though. Five more DMV locations will open up at 7 a.m. starting Monday. That includes the Clayton office on Highway 70 and the Garner office on Forest Hills Drive. The DMV is often criticized for lack of appointments and long wait times. Commissioner Wayne Goodwin says the state has expanded services that are available online.
Hundreds of thousands of people are without power this morning in Michigan and Ohio after a very powerful storm. Look at this video. That storm came on the heels of another storm that caused widespread flooding. A tornado last night just east of Michigan's capital city of Lansing dropped a tree on an assisted living facility. No serious injuries were reported. Electricity is out to almost 400,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and nearby. Nearly 300,000 are out in Ohio. The earlier round of heavy rainfall dropped to 7 to 8 inches in some places.
Don't miss Football Friday tonight. It's the longest running high school football highlights show in the state, covering more than 20 high school football games. Tune in for all the action tonight at 11:35 on WREL.
In just a few days, students will be back in the classroom. Coming up, what doctors say parents should keep an eye out for if they think their child may be neurodivergent. Plus,
and I'm like, this cannot be possible. And I'm like, I'm telling everybody, like, listen, there's a monkey, a monkey.
A monkey is on the loose in Florida. We'll hear from the Popeyes worker who finally got a picture of the animal that police have been searching for.
And this is a live look at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. It's going to be another hot day today leading into the weekend. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when we have a chance for storms later today.
Welcome back. It is 8:43 as we take a look at the sunshine and clouds over Clinton. A pretty start to our Friday, but it is going to be a hot day
the heat index will feel like the triple digits. It's really going to feel like August this weekend with not just the heat, but also the possibility of storms, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend with heat, humidity, the potential for severe storms, and we'll be watching the tropics too for some rip current danger along the coast. Watch this system here, diving out of the Ohio Valley into West Virginia. Along this line, there have been a number of severe thunderstorms, and it's holding together fairly well. It may impact the western part of North Carolina here around the middle of the day, but we're not likely to see thunderstorms in our area until late this evening. Here's a look at our severe weather threat. It's mainly along the Virginia line, but includes Durham and Orange counties. The storms will drop all the way down towards South Carolina, but the best chance of any wind damage will be in the north. For tomorrow, the risk is from the Triangle area westward, and on Sunday, it's the entire viewing area. So 3 days in a row, we could see some storms that produce some wind damage. This afternoon, we'll see mainly clear skies. Starting at around 8 or 9 o'clock, those storms start to move across the border from Virginia. Some heavy rain, thunder and lightning from Rocky Mount to Durham to Raleigh at around 11 p.m. At 1 a.m., still lingering in our southern counties, and then finally dissipating and moving southward between 2 and 3 a.m. On Saturday, we'll start off with partly cloudy skies. This is a look at 5 p.m. You can see some scattered storms. A lot of that is really in our far southwestern counties. We could see a few of those all the way as far east as Raleigh. And then on Sunday, we'll have another chance for some scattered storms. One or two of those could produce some wind damage. Right now, we're looking at mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies here in Sanford, where it is 75 degrees. Our temperatures are going to climb quickly to 98 in Raleigh and Durham and 99 in Fayetteville. That does put us fairly close to a record high. It's going to feel like 102 to 103 with the heat index. And of course, that could affect the kids who are out trying to play football this evening. Some of the teams have moved the games back a little bit. Once you get past 8 o'clock, past sunset, the temperatures will drop fairly quickly. But ahead of that, it's going to feel like low to mid 90s, or it's going to be in the low to mid 90s, feeling like mid to upper 90s. So I'm not looking at thunderstorms most likely during Football Friday, but soon after we'll see those storms developing. Feeling tropical Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Today, 103. The heat index tomorrow, 106. That could put us under a heat advisory, and then feeling like mid 90s on Sunday with a little better chance for rain. 98 for today. 99 is the record. 99 in Fayetteville, the record's 100. So we're within a degree of record highs for today. And of course, we'll have that chance for thunderstorms. Sunday, our temperatures drop a bit. We'll see a high of 89. And then into the beginning of the week, a front will stall. That's going to bring us a 70% chance of rain for the first couple of days of school as the kids head back. Expect some scattered thunderstorms. At least our temperatures will be a little cooler.
Elizabeth, thanks. Durham police are working to figure out who shot and killed a man and why. Sky 5 flew over the scene along Ash Street near Cody Street. There was a car smashed into a utility pole, and the car appeared to have bullet holes in the windshield. It happened yesterday afternoon around 5. Officers say the man was taken to the hospital where he died. With a new school year starting on Monday, many parents have questions about whether their child is neurodivergent. That can include ADHD, autism, anxiety, and learning difficulties. And we spoke with a child psychologist who says parents should trust their instincts and ask for help when you feel your child is struggling.
I want to think about noticing any behaviors or emotional dysregulation that's stopping a child from accessing things that help them grow and learn, which is being out in the community, building relationships with each other, being able to go to school and learn in a group.
And talking to your children's teacher or pediatrician can also help you get an objective opinion on how your child is doing. You can find this full interview and more signs to look for on our website, WREL.com. Thousands of people will be on the National Mall this weekend to mark the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington. The highlight of that day in 1963 was Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. Tomorrow's event in Washington is themed not a commemoration, a continuation. In addition to the themes of civil rights, jobs, and economic opportunities that the original event focused on, Saturday's event will also address a range of issues, including threats to democracy, criminal justice reform, and voting rights. Nash County Public Schools is looking to fill positions ahead of their first day of school on Monday. A job fair is happening today from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It'll be at Nash Central High School in Rocky Mount. The district is looking to fill teaching, staff, and administration positions. Some positions will hire on spot and with sign-on bonuses.
I lot happening this weekend. Three big festivals are happening in the Triangle. WREL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan has details in Out and About's weekend's best bets. So, Kathy, let's start off with one of the state's biggest craft festivals. And, Carrie, this is fun.
The annual Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival is happening over there this weekend in Cary. More than 300 artists will have their work, and they're from 16 different states. Tons of shopping available, you know, a beer garden, a children's area. It's free admission. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. It's one of the biggest events that we've got going on this weekend.
I love that. And then on Saturday, you'll notice that Hillsborough Street in Raleigh, it'll be a little busy with a street festival.
This is another really great one. Okay, Packapalooza, I love that name. It's happening from 2 to 10 p.m. on Saturday. It's an all-day block party and festival. It's going to include live music, entertainment, activities for the kids. It's open to the public, family-friendly, and admission is free.
We love free. And Dick's Park is also hosting a big event on Saturday, too, right?
This is really great. So Dick's Park is hosting the Intertribal Powwow from 11:30 to 6:30 p.m. There's going to be competitions, dancing, music, and vendors showcasing the incredible legacy and culture of indigenous communities in North Carolina. It's open to the public, and it's a really great opportunity to bring your family out there and explore the different cultures.
Some really, really fun stuff happening this weekend. And for more on these events, you can go to WREL.com and search Out and About. Thank you, Kathy. In today's movie news, we have one film opening this weekend and another that's being bumped back because of the Hollywood strikes. David Daniel has details in today's Hollywood Minute.
I will do what must be done.
We gave them something to hope for.
That's not hope!
Dune Part 2 is the latest expected blockbuster bumped back due to the Hollywood strikes. Warner Brothers has pushed the sequel's release date from November 3rd to March 15th. Movie studios are delaying big releases because SAG-AFTRA members can't do film publicity while they're on strike.
If the Americans throw us to the dogs, I will not be taken alive.
The Egyptians have fired a cruise missile at Tel Aviv.
Well, I'm not going to get under the table, but don't let me stop you.
Helen Mirren plays Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir in Golda. Mirren is not Jewish, but she and Meir both have Russian lineage, and it turns out they're actually related. The family history site MyHeritage surprised Mirren at the Jewish International Film Festival with that news and more.
You're also connected to all the royal families of Europe, and specifically to Queen Elizabeth II. She is your 14th cousin.
Of course, Mirren won the Academy Award in 2007 for playing that particular monarch in The Queen. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
CNN is taking another shot at streaming. The cable news network is starting a channel on Max called CNN Max. It will feature streaming-only news programs and live stream programs already on the cable network. It will include The Lead with Jake Tapper, The Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, and Anderson Cooper 360. CNN Max debuts this Sunday at no additional cost to Max subscribers. Happening today, a new visitor center is opening at Eno River State Park. A ribbon cutting is happening at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the new center. It's on Coal Mill Road in Durham. Governor Cooper will speak at that ceremony. Eno River State Park celebrated its 50th birthday earlier this week. NASA is offering up moon trees. It wants organizations to apply for their own. Moon trees are just like regular trees, but they are grown from seeds that flew around Earth's natural satellite. Nearly 2,000 seeds were on the Artemis mission in 2022. They include sycamore, sweetgum, sequoia, and pine trees. The Forest Service germinated them into seedlings that are ready to be planted. Only places like schools, museums, and science centers can apply. It is all an effort to promote STEM education.
Well, some mysterious monkey business is going on in Florida. A monkey was recently spotted outside a Popeyes in Orange City, Florida. Police say they got about six calls of sightings in different areas of the city. There's the monkey. Every time they sent someone, they had no luck finding the monkey. The shift manager at the Popeyes is the one who finally snapped that picture.
And I'm like, this cannot be possible. And I'm like, I'm telling everybody, like, listen, there's a monkey, a monkey.
She saw it. No one claimed they lost a pet in the near zoo, and animal sanctuaries have not said if they're missing an animal. People at that same Popeyes restaurant recently spotted a bear in the parking lot. So apparently the area that wildlife is drawn to, I guess. All the animals like that Popeyes.
Before we go to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic.